Blog Talk Radio.
Is absolutely right. You know what that music means? It's time for GTE Radio 193.5. And if there's something I love talking about, it is National Credit Union Youth Month. And what? Who better to talk to than the youth of our wonderful country and the youth of our wonderful credit union joining us? His name is Lorenz Menora. He's a student relationship officer from the, I'm going to say this the right way because I always mess it up. It's not Ybor City, it's Ybor City Student Power Center. Hey, Lorenz, how are you?
Yes, sir. Hey, I'm doing pretty well. Taking it one day at a time, you know.
Yeah.
Good morning.
That is the studio audience mocking me for finally saying Ybor City correctly, because I always say Ybor, and I'm brown. I should know better than to pronounce the Y in Spanish. Hey, listen, tell us about you and your career at GTE Financial.
Hey, Mr. Jason. I can really sum up my career in a few different words here, but it's really been so rewarding. It's been so great. I mean, GTE Financial has taken a group of young, passionate, driven, professional individuals and really given us an opportunity that's unmatched, really, in the financial industry. I mean, coming from, like, task-oriented jobs, I was working at Chick-fil-A on the fryer and things like that. That was a literal hot mess. I worked in the Sweet Bay. I worked at Sweet Bay doing like the center aisle stuff. And it's funny that you bring up my experience there because when I was at Sweet Bay, I was working in the center store to where we had to like stock the shelves and do things like that. And the managers used to time that, I guess. And I remember my manager, he came up to me and he said, "You are the absolute slowest at stocking the shelves." But he said the reason why he would never let me go is because the customer relationships that I build and some of the praise and things that he's received back from the customers that used to come in there from making grocery shopping a positive experience. So I knew I always had a passion for changing people's lives. And it's really great to see how that will manifest in saving people money. I mean, we're getting out on the campuses and educating the youth, getting them more financially literate. Not saying that it's not rewarding to be able to get you your green beans and your Voss water in 30 seconds, but it's way more exciting to be able to save someone money and really touch the lives of the individuals that we have a chance to reach. So
that's a great segue. Yeah, that's a great segue to the next question. I did want to ask about that because I know a big part of the student relationship centers is being on campus is to talk to young people about financial literacy. You and your friends in college, do y'all ever really openly talk about money and paying for college and the necessity of money in the future?
We do. But there's two things with that. Usually when you talk to college students, you get the stereotypical, "Oh, I'm a college student, I'm broke right now," which is okay. But it's kind of like the guy who or the person who takes out the credit card for like $1,000 and that's their limit. But they keep their balance at $999 all the time. And they're always telling themselves, "If I only had a $5,000 card, I wouldn't be right at the limit." But if you don't develop those money management skills, then when you get that $5,000 card, you're going to be right at the limit as well. So kind of the same thing that we kind of try to tell our students, that if you have to develop these money management skills early on. That way, no matter what your salary is, you'll be able to be financially savvy and know what you're doing with your money. So that's one of the ways that kids are talking about money. So we try to combat it that way. Another way, I'm an urban kid, so like I'm usually out in the city getting a haircut or something. So I'm talking to individuals at the barbershop, or I'm playing basketball and things like that throughout the week. Mr. Jason, don't get it twisted. Don't let the shirt and tie fool you. I still got my jump shot, but I still got it a little bit. But when I'm talking to these individuals, I'm a big hip-hop fan as well, and it's funny because the message is being conveyed, and it's so low-key, and basically it's talking about spending money recklessly. I mean, a lot of the songs now are like, and put it in slang terms, they're saying like, "Oh, blowing a check" or "cashing out," which really means that you're working hard throughout the week, which is good. But once you receive the income that you're working hard for, you just blow it on things that don't have any future benefits. So trying to combat it that way, telling students, "Hey, put your money up for a rainy day." I mean, things are going to happen. A lot of people aren't planning for retirement, which is kind of bad because they feel like, hey, I got 40 years until I retire, not knowing that conventional retirement may not even be in place when we're at that age. So it's really interesting talking to students about money and stuff like that and trying to combat it with different approaches to be able to make it manageable or make it understanding to the youth here. So it's pretty interesting.
Well, let me ask you, just real quick before I go to my next question, have you declared a major yet? Are you majoring in anything specifically yet?
Yes, sir. I'm getting my degree in management of information systems.
Oh, good for
so
you.
I
might
have to go on that track.
Nice. Yes, that's, you will not be wandering around like a lot of college students looking for a job. Trust me, that is a field that is growing exponentially each and every day. And so it sounds like to me that when you talk to young people, being a young person yourself and being a student, it seems like, because you said in the pre-call or early in the interview that some of the mistakes that credit unions make when they put a brand on campus is they staff it with regular people. It sounds like you have a relatability within your own generation that really helps with that conversation.
Right. Yes, sir. Definitely. Because I'm all for putting the credit unions and things like that on the campuses, but like I was telling you earlier, you're only doing about half the battle once you put it there. Getting the right staffing is the other half of the battle, which a lot of credit unions are not doing. And I'm glad I'm able to be like a pioneer with what GTE is doing, because they're putting students on the campus, so students can relate to us. I mean, we're trying to fit in socially like they are. We're trying to take our classes and things like that. And it's so interesting. I was working with a member actually last week, and she came in to do like some financial servicing, and we were talking about banking and things like that. And then her classes came up. So it actually turned out that I had the professor last semester that she's taking now for speech. She was like, oh, I love GTE. I want to talk about like the difference between a credit union and a bank for my presentation that I'm doing at my class. So I was kind of giving her some pointers and some things like that on how to like do her presentation well and how to like adjust it to that teacher so that she gets a good grade. And we were giving her tools and things like that that she could use and that she could speak to for her presentation. So it was kind of cool to be able to like help someone out with the conventional financial services, but then talk to them on another level that they can understand and that she could actually benefit from, because I actually took the teacher as well. So that happens all the time. So students really like that factor that we can talk to them about business, and then we can talk to them about their schoolwork and things like that. So.
And tell folks the name of the campus that you're on.
Oh, the HCC Ybor campus. Yes, sir. We have a partnership there. So, she came over from there. I went to that campus. A lot of other, the students that I work with went to that campus. It's a great campus. So we have a lot of interactions with the teachers there, and we're able to speak to things like that all the time.
All right,
so it's really great.
A couple things. First of all, I play a little basketball myself. So next time I'm in town, we'll have to lace them up, all right? Because I've got a little game, too, left in me, believe it or not. We do have open gym at my church, and I play some basketball. But I don't wear a shirt and tie probably as often as you do, and you already have a more stable employment history than I ever did. But the other thing I wanted to mention was, did you come from the Chick-fil-A that's right there by the Student Powered Center?
No, sir. Actually,
oh, different one. Okay.
I live out in Westfield. I live about like 20 minutes away from where I work in Ybor.
Okay.
So there's one like on Bruce B. Downs here. So I was working at that one.
Well, I'll tell you, earlier this year, the last week of January, or maybe it was February, I think it was February, I actually interviewed live the president of Chick-fil-A, the CEO of Chick-fil-A, Mr. Dan Cathy, which was a real treat because I really liked Chick-fil-A. Yeah, I had a chance to interview him for another podcast that I do for a Christian school here in New Braunfels. It was a real treat and a very, very nice guy. If I think about it, I'll send you the link to that interview. And then the last thing I've just got to ask you before we get to the last question, because you were talking about it in the pre-show and people can't hear that. You were explaining to me that you were explaining texting to your dad. And so maybe you could explain it to me, because I am fascinated by how your generation communicates. Okay, so why is it important if you send someone a text that says okay with a period versus an okay without a period?
It's so funny. Like I was saying, I was talking to my dad with my sister about it, and he was like so confused because he sent my sister okay period. So she texts him like, oh, dad, are you mad? I'm sorry. Like, I don't know what's happening. And he was just like, no, I just literally meant okay. But I was trying to explain to him, and we were both saying that, like, for this generation, there's a huge difference between texting yes. okay and then texting okay, period. It's something with that period that makes it just like,
wow,
I need to get this off my chest.
Wow. Because, you know, I told you, we had somebody on my national show who's in her first mm-hmm. year at Baylor University, and she told me that. She said, if you send a text without an emoticon, people will think you're upset. And so I thought to myself, well, here's what I'm going to do. Instead of confusing people with my text, I just won't text them, okay? I mean, I got all indignant about it, but it is important to speak the language of our next generation of home and auto borrowers and loans and folks like that. Hey, listen, Lorenz, you've been an absolute amazing guest. Every single week, I have the privilege of talking to GTE professional financial employees. You are all well-spoken. I'm literally going to read one of your emails on my national show tomorrow because it is just a perfect example of communicative grace and communicative style. Which is unique sometimes in your generation. I think you're going to have a great career no matter what you do. But I always ask our guests, what was the last song you listened to?
Oh, man. The last song, like I said, I'm a big Drake fan. I think the last song I was listening to before I parked my car was Drake, You and the Six. It's a cool song about, like, how he's venting to his mom and he's, like, taking the situation of, like, getting some things off his chest and he turns it into a song. Creative genius. So if you get a chance, check that out. It's pretty cool.
All right. I've again, when it's the young people on the show, they always mention a song and sometimes an artist. I've heard of Drake, but I've not heard of that song. Listen, Lorenz, you are okay. .. Smiley face emoticon. All right. Thank you so very much for joining us, and you have a great, great day out there in the beautiful state of Florida. That's Lorenz Minora, everybody. Wow, what a great interview.
Thank you.
Wow, folks, like I said, he sent me an email earlier this week confirming the show time, and I'm just saying just polite and just anyway, just the great, great way that we find these amazing young people to be the youthful face of our brand is truly amazing, and I never think GTE Financial gets enough credit for some of the innovative things they have done while other credit unions get credit for talking about doing innovative things that they've never done. But hey, haters gonna hate, right? That's, as I always say at the end of the show, let's continue to be the people we were in the interview, in the audition. Let's drive our competitors crazy and let's be in business forever. Until next we speak, I'll talk to you all next week. Take care. Bye.